Shaw here, and today I'm talking to Suzanne Karkek, and I'm really lucky to be speaking to her because she's disappearing, literally. Over the last 3 months, Suzanne has lost an amazing 27 pounds, which is half the amount of weight she'd gained over a three-year period. Clearly, she's delighted, and today I'm hoping she's going to share what she's been doing to create such a healthy transformation in both her body and her life. So, Suzanne, are you ready to spill the beans, as they say?
Sure, Jane. I'll be glad to.
Okay, great. I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to ask you a personal question, like, how old are you?
I'm 68.
Really? And where do you live?
I live in Mississauga near Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, gosh. So have you been spying on Prince William and Kate? Have they been anywhere near you?
No, they chose to bypass the largest city in Canada.
Oh, really? They obviously didn't know you lived there.
I know.
Maybe next time, hey? So what do you do? I mean, at 68, presumably you're retired, are you?
Well, yes, I retired from my career 10 years ago. And now I'm working on the internet.
What was your career?
I was a language teacher.
Oh, right. So what languages do you speak? Obviously English, but what else?
French.
Oh, really? Gosh. Is that because of where you lived? Because I know there's French Canadian. Did you live anywhere near Quebec or anywhere like that?
Well, I always believed as a Canadian I should be bilingual because English and French are two official languages. So I'm English speaking, but I studied French for many years. And yes, I did live in Quebec and in France. And I'm not as bilingual now as I used to be. But
so living in France, are you au fait with the French cuisine then? Do you do a lot of French cooking?
No, I'm kind of a kitchen disaster.
Oh, same here. My results are just about edible. But that's my excuse for not cooking, because I absolutely hate cooking. And so I don't really want to be good at it, because then people would expect me to do a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
that's kind of my theory too.
So you said you retired about 10 years ago. So what have you been doing in between time? Have you been on the internet since then?
No, basically I got onto the internet about 3 years ago.
All right.
And before that, jeepers, I don't know what I was doing. Not much of anything. Actually, I became a couch potato and gained a lot of weight. I think now, well, I believe now I was probably depressed, and probably depressed because of the kind of food I was eating. Mm-hmm. But the result was that I gained 60 pounds.
Gosh, it's so easy to put it on though, isn't it? You don't realize. I mean, you start off putting like a few pounds on and you think, oh, that's nothing, I'll soon get rid of that. But increasingly, as you get older, it gets more and more difficult, doesn't it, to lose the weight?
Oh, for sure. Yes. I tried to going to some community exercise classes, and all it did was to irritate my old injuries, and I didn't lose any weight. I didn't feel any better.
So do you think that compounded your depression then, and maybe you'd turn more to food?
It's hard to say. Yeah, I didn't decrease my eating when I was doing the exercising. That probably would have been a good idea, but nobody was advising anything like that. You just sort of go with your habit.
So presumably you didn't stick to the exercise routines and things. What about diets? Did you go on any specific diets or eating regimes?
Well, no, because I found that diets don't work, because I get very uptight about, oh, how many calories is that? And oh my gosh. And I tend to eat more.
It's actually very hard work, isn't it? And time consuming to be on a diet, especially when you've got to limit your calorie intake or check on points and all that sort of thing. I've never really been on a diet. I've attended a couple of diet classes purely because my mother, she's been a yo-yo dieter all her life, really, and she wanted somebody to go with, so I went along. But I can honestly say I didn't even open the books. I bought the books, but I never opened them because, well, my problem is that I don't really eat, and that sounds silly, but I don't get hungry. So especially when I'm working on the internet, and you've probably found this yourself, that time just slips away so quickly. And I find that, you know, the hours will pass and I think, oh, I haven't had any breakfast, or, oh, I didn't have any dinner, which isn't very healthy. It's not very good, I admit, but that was what I was finding. And people couldn't believe it. They would say, how can you forget to eat? But it's quite easy, I think.
Oh, yes, I agree. The time does fly, and that's one of the reasons I'm not very good with cooking, because I'll put something on to cook, and then I can't stand just watching something cook, so I run up to the computer, and then the next thing I do is smell something burning. So that happens fairly frequently. But yeah, I would be here for much longer than I thought, and I would have missed another meal.
My husband actually works away a lot. In fact, he's away more than he is home. And when he comes home, he kind of says to me, are we having anything to eat today? Because I just completely forget about meals. Mm. Never mind. So how did you discover the program that you're on now, which has led you to lose so much weight so quickly?
Well, on March 12th of this year, I received an invitation from Joel Therrien to be a beta tester for a new fitness program.
So how did you know Joel?
Oh, I had known him through the internet, through GBO, one of his companies, and also through a friend of mine, now deceased. And he seemed just like a really good guy. I was quite surprised to hear that he had a degree in physiology. He was a prime athlete. I didn't know that about him until I received his invitation.
So based on your previous experience, presumably the know, like, and trust factor, that's what got you involved with 7-Minute Workout, is it?
Yes, definitely, because I did know and like and trust Joel. I was quite fascinated by the whole concept of the program, and I thought, well, nothing else has worked, so I'm going to try this. And I started the workout on March the 16th.
Right. So we're, 3 months down the line, and you've lost 27 pounds. Is that right?
Well, actually, I've lost 32.
Oh, wow. Even better.
Yeah, even better. And I've gone from, it's really interesting because I'm losing from different parts of my body faster than other parts. And I look a little strange at the moment because the lower part of my body, I've lost the most inches from, and I went from size 18 to a size 8. But the upper body isn't losing as quickly, and so I've only dropped one size in the upper body. I just find that kind of interesting how the weight is dropping from the different parts of the body at different times. The great thing is that I'm building muscle from the workout, and I have biceps now, and it's given me the strength to do a lot of things that I didn't really think I could do, and also the energy.
But actually, you're quite lucky then for a woman, because most women complain that when they go on the diets, they usually lose the weight from their bust, which for most people is their prime asset, and they don't really want to lose it from there. So many people might be quite envious of you.
Well, yes, but I'm dying to lose it from there because it's rather large.
Oh, well, boasting again, Suzanne. So you say you're building muscle, so has that affect your old injuries that you alluded to earlier?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have several old injuries, mostly from downhill skiing. So my knees were kind of shot from downhill skiing. Also from a really bad cycling accident, I have a steel ankle. And about 3 weeks into the workout, I notice, oh my goodness, I'm not feeling any more pain in my knees or my ankle. And I haven't since. The chronic pain is gone.
Really?
Which is really amazing and very happy for me. Yeah, and I also have back problems, but I haven't had any pain, so to speak. I did pull a muscle last week in my back because I was whacking reeds like a whirling dervish. That's how I do things. I decide to do something and everything gets done within the hour. So I did pull a muscle. But other than that, the back problems aren't there anymore either.
Mm-hmm. So how often do you do the exercise? Because the 7-minute workout is primarily an exercise and fitness program, isn't it? Combined with nutritional aspect, if you want it to be. So how often do you do your exercises?
I do the 7-minute workout 3 times a week. I usually do it during the week and take the weekend off, especially during the summer, because there's usually things to do. So that's it, 3 times a week. So Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I mean, it's really great for me because I don't even have to leave home. I just do them online.
Mm-hmm. So after your break at the weekend, do you find that it's easy to get back into the swing of things? Or do you think, oh, no, I've got to exercise today?
Oh, no, actually, I really look forward to doing the exercises. I look forward to it. In fact, on the days off, I'm kind of itching to do them.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, isn't it? Because most people, unless they're natural athletes, tend to not really look forward to exercise. It's something that they have to do, but they're not necessarily particularly motivated to do it. So that's really good that you find that you're looking forward to exercising. And do you think that's why you've been so successful, because you don't dread the exercises?
Oh, definitely, because when I was going to those other exercise classes, I mean, after a while, I absolutely dreaded going because it was an hour-long class, and as I say, all it did was make all my chronic pain act up, and I started making excuses, you know, oh, I have a headache, or oh, I have to go shopping or something. I would make up all sorts of excuses, and finally I just stopped because it was not appealing at all.
Mm-hmm. So the 7-minute workout is supposedly a 7-minute workout. How long does it take you? Do you warm up first, or
no? I was an athlete in my younger days, and I never warmed up for anything, and I never had any injuries either. So I don't warm up. I just go straight into it.
So it does take you about 7 minutes, does it?
Well, if I'm when I start at a certain level, when I first am at that level, I don't really know the exercises that well. It takes a little longer. I would say probably it takes maybe 15 minutes. But once I know the exercises, yeah, it's pretty much, I would say, 7 to 10 minutes.
So do you, when you do your exercise, do you actually watch online? Do you watch the videos and know what to do? Or do you just know that this is what I've got to do today and do you just do them?
Well, I watch each video, check out that I'm going to be doing it right. And then I do the exercise as well. Once I've gone through the level a couple of times, I pretty much know what the exercises are. But sometimes I watch the video to check out that I'm doing it exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And do you stand in front of a mirror or anything to sort of see that your posture and everything is correct?
No, I don't have anything set up like that at home.
Okay. So part of the 7-minute workout, if you want it to be, is that there's a business opportunity. Are you involved in that, or are you doing it purely for health reasons, and if you got anything from it, that would be a bonus?
No, I'm involved in the business opportunity simply because I'm totally passionate about the 7-minute workout. I it's just been amazing because I feel like a totally new person. I look like a new person too. And I just want everybody to know about the 7-minute workout because it does fantastic things for people. And it can totally wipe out obesity. It can help older adults enjoy a much better quality of life. I can't wait to spread the word.
That's fantastic. So have people within your circle of friends and influence, have they noticed a difference? I mean, they must have done if you've lost 27 pounds.
32.
Oh, sorry, 32. Yeah, sorry.
Counting everyone.
Have they commented? You know, have people said, you know, Suzanne, what on earth are you doing?
Yeah, they have noticed and they have been asking. In fact, well, one of my friends is in the program as my buddy, and she's lost 20 pounds.
And has she been in it as long as you have?
No, she hasn't. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, she had lost some weight on her own, and so she was really excited about being in it. And a couple months ago, I got her on to eating properly.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't really eating properly. She was like we are on the computer. She would go for long periods of time without eating, and then she'd end up eating, you know, a whole pizza or something.
Oh, right. I see. Do you work out together, or does she just log in and do the exercises when she can?
Yeah, like, that's basically what she does, yeah.
Okay, so do you have a specific time to exercise? Do you think, okay, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, get my exercises done at a certain time, or is it just when you can fit them in?
I try to get them done in the morning, but some days things come up, and the nice thing about having the exercises online is that, you know, if I have to go out and I come back, there they are. I can do them anytime that's convenient for me. But I try to fit them in with my food.
Oh, right. Presumably before the food.
So that I can have my... Yeah, I have to time it so that it's in between my snacks.
So do you eat... how many meals a day? Have you found that since you've been doing the program, you've changed your eating habits? Do you tend to eat more meals but smaller meals?
Yes, it really has changed, much to the chagrin of my son, because he used to come home to whatever meal I cook, and now there aren't any meals. Basically, yeah, well, actually, something interesting happened. Fiber is my friend, okay? That was one of the catchphrases, and they suggested starting out with a teaspoon of fiber, but of course I thought, well, if a teaspoon's good, tablespoon's got to be better.
So that's the secret then, Suzanne.
I started with a tablespoon. And what happened was it totally killed my appetite. Absolutely, totally. In fact, I couldn't even bear the thought of eating. So I talked to some of the people in the 7-minute community, and they said, no, not that much fiber to start. So once I got the fiber sorted out, I found that, I never felt hungry. And what I do is I have very small portions of... I would call them more like snacks. I guess I have a little bit more at midday meal and a little bit more at dinner time meal. But I went from a dinner plate of food piled high to a little luncheon plate. I don't have a kitchen scale, so I try by eye to figure out the portions. But I cut way, way, way back on portions, and I eat about 5 or 6 times a day.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned your son. Is he doing any of the exercises as well? Because regardless of your size or age, muscle is important, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's very important. I think he should be doing the program, but so far he's poo-pooing it. He's a skeptic. Even though he's seen the results for me, he's highly resistant.
How old is he?
He's 27.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say he's a teenager, in which case I would understand that, because they poo-poo everything, don't they? Especially if the parents do it. You know, you can't possibly like what your parents do, because that's not cool.
Not cool at all, no.
No. Clearly, the seven-minute workout is working for you. So, have you got a brief summary to say what difference it's made to your life? Obviously, quite a lot.
Yes, indeed. I was basically a lazy couch potato sloth, and I believe I was quite deeply depressed when the seven-minute workout program came along. Within 3 weeks of being on the workout, I noticed a real surge in energy, and I was starting to get stronger, and all of a sudden felt this weird feeling, and I thought, what is that? And it turned out it was happiness. Wow. I hadn't felt that in quite a long time. And it's just increased. I mean, I have high energy now, and I'm so much stronger, and I'm still happy. I'm really happy. It's just it's changed my life. I mean, perhaps even saved it, because I was headed for health problems with the amount of weight I was carrying.
So that's absolutely amazing. So you're going to be promoting this to the hilt then, once it's comes out as a customer only product, presumably. And will you be promoting it in English and French, since you're bilingual?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, well, there's an idea for you.
Yeah. Yes, now I'm working on the English part, but yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. So let's see. So by Christmas, certainly by Christmas, with a bit of luck, you will have lost all your excess weight, although it does get harder, doesn't it, as you have fewer pounds to lose. Have you found that your weight loss has slowed down at all?
Plateaued a couple of times, yeah.
And did you get discouraged, or did you find that the support in the forum helped you?
Oh, the support in the forum is just incredible. Yeah, because I wrote about that I was plateauing, and I had several people giving me suggestions, and one of the suggestions was don't be obsessed with the scales. And that person was right, because I was weighing myself maybe 3 times a day, every day. And I was totally obsessed. And so I stopped doing that. And interestingly enough, seemed to do it. So I think what we think has a lot to do with this too.
Well, I think your weight, certainly on the scales, that is determined by A, what time of day you weigh yourself, what you've eaten, whether you've been to the toilet, all sorts of things, isn't it? And for a woman, probably the time of the month and all sorts of things. So it can get very depressing, I think.
Right.
So what do you do? Do you weigh yourself just once a week now?
Probably. I had to wean myself off the scale. So I went from 3 times a day to once a day to once every 3 days.
Did you get withdrawal symptoms then?
Yes.
Oh dear. Okay. Well, thank you for speaking to me and giving me your input on the difference that 7-minute workout has made to your life. Clearly, you're not the only one that it's benefited. And like you say, it could help eradicate obesity and maybe diabetes, but even if it doesn't, then certainly it can make people a lot healthier, a lot fitter, and a lot happier. So long live 7-minute workout, hey?
Oh yes, amen.
Okay, well, thank you for speaking to me, and good luck with the rest of your weight loss. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.